House Republicans are unveiling their political agenda today, 46 days from a midterm election that is expected to sweep them into power. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy outlined what he is calling a commitment to America that includes hiring more police and cutting the number of IRS agents.
We want an economy that is strong. That means you can fill up your tank. You can buy the groceries. You have enough money left over to go to Disneyland and save for a future. That the paychecks grow, they no longer shrink.
McCarthy was speaking in Pennsylvania, one of the states that could also deliver the Senate to Republicans. Our Friday Politics Roundtable joins us now. Scott Wong is senior congressional reporter for NBC News, and Holly Otterbein is national political reporter for Politico, and she is conveniently based in Philadelphia. Hello to you both.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Holly, we're going to start with you. Pennsylvania has always been important in any big election. Help us understand what's at stake this time around.
Well, there's a reason that Kevin McCarthy is here today, and there's a reason that Donald Trump and Joe Biden have already made visits to Pennsylvania in the post-Labor Day period when you think of the general election really taking off, and that's because of all of the competitive races here. There's really no state like it. You've got the Pennsylvania Senate race, which is an open seat currently held by a Republican that's retiring between John Fetterman and Dr. Oz, these two big personalities. You've got a governor's race where the right to an abortion and the right for voters to have a free and fair election is really on the ballot with a far-right Republican versus the current attorney general. And then you've got a number of House races as well that are up for grabs, three or four or five, depending on how you look at it. Everyone is coming here because it's such a pivotal state, which it always is.
Let's go to the Senate race in Pennsylvania. At an event in Scranton last weekend, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who's running for Senate, he's the Democrat, addressed the fact that he suffered a stroke back in May.
A stroke that could have taken my life. You know, the issues now that's left, the only issue, is a lingering issue of auditory processing.
And he kind of turned it into a joke and a jab at his opponent, Republican Mehmet Oz, the celebrity TV doctor. Scott, what are Democrats in Washington saying about Fetterman's health and how that's playing into the race?
Well, you know, they're circling the wagons. I caught up with a number of Pennsylvania Democrats on the Hill, Madeline Dean, Mary Gay Scanlon, Bob Casey. They have all been campaigning with Fetterman in recent days and weeks, and they say that he looks great, he's getting better every day. They acknowledge that he has obviously had these health issues, but they say he's improving. And, you know, Fetterman has been taking attacks from Dr. Oz specifically about his health in recent weeks in campaign ads, and, Dr. Oz has challenged him to a debate and saying that he's scared to debate him. Well, Fetterman recently has agreed to an October 25th debate. If that in fact happens and they can hammer out some of the details of that debate, that will really allow voters, I think, to have a side-by-side comparison and for people to better evaluate what Fetterman's health really is. I'll also point out, I mean, in the Congress, there are a number of older individuals in the House and Senate, three folks leading the House of Representatives in their 80s. And so health issues have always been an issue for members of Congress. And that's no different here with John Fetterman.
Well, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to jump in and say, I think for the Oz campaign, it seems like the focus on Fetterman's health and debates and this, you know, debate about debates, and will Fetterman commit to a debate, which yes, he said he would do one, but now, you know, Oz is saying that's not enough. I think it's mostly a media strategy. You know, Oz was getting all of these bad headlines because Fetterman was trolling him online as like an out of touch New Jersey carpetbagger. Oz has really changed that in the last few weeks and been able to change the media conversation into more of one about Fetterman and debates and his health. When you look at the advertising that Oz and his Republican allies are doing in Pennsylvania, it's mostly about crime. So you see that that's actually where they're putting their money. And that's where they think, you know, it'll affect voters.
Holly, just about a month ago, Oz was said to be struggling. Are you saying that he's regaining his footing here somewhat, or what?
So the polls haven't really shown that much of a difference in the last, you know, few weeks in the Senate race. But I think he's picked up a little bit of momentum in other ways that they hope the polls will reflect soon. You know, changing the media conversation, like I talked about, on, you know, the crime ads. They've been painting Fetterman as soft on crime. Fetterman, you know, clearly thinks that this is having an impact because he's put out a few of his own spots reacting to that and saying, actually, you know, he's fought crime as the former mayor of a steel town in western Pennsylvania. So that's, you know, at the very least, a better place for Oz to be than he was, yeah, a month or two ago when all the headlines were about Fetterman trolling Oz and about Republicans having doubts about Oz. Republicans are feeling a little bit more optimistic about the Senate race.
And Holly, while we've got you, what about the governor's race in Pennsylvania? One poll last week showed Republican state senator Doug Mastriano was essentially tied with his Democratic opponent, State Attorney General Josh Shapiro. You've written that Mastriano is kind of the archetype Christian nationalist in the GOP. Shapiro, you've also written, is the kind of guy people say, hey, he could be the first Jewish president, but he's got to win this gubernatorial race first. How are things playing out right now?
Yeah, it's kind of the opposite of the Senate race, or at least it's a different different thing going on where, you know, yes, there are a lot of polls that are coming out. You just mentioned one that was closer. Overall, we've seen Shapiro open up his lead against Mastriano. At the beginning of the summer, when the primary first ended, it was very tight. Democrats were getting pretty nervous. They thought that Shapiro was really going to have this in the bag. And here, you know, these polls were showing basically them within the margin of error. Recently, Shapiro's, you know, been ahead in the polling averages by double digits. And I think that that is primarily because Mastriano has not put a single general election ad on air. So Shapiro is hitting him with these really harsh attacks, you know, as extremist, as, you know, tied to white nationalists, and, you know, very staunchly anti-abortion with no exceptions. And Mastriano is not responding at all on TV. And so I think you're seeing that have a really big impact right now. Now, Mastriano said recently that he is going to put up ads soon, but it's really late. I mean, this is the end of September, you know, and just briefly, I think the reason that he, you know, has had trouble with fundraising is, you know, he is very anti-establishment. And so all of those sort of traditional GOP donors really have abandoned him.
That's The View from Pennsylvania. Scott Wong, I want to bring you in here. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, we just heard from him at the top there, says that Republicans will have a disciplined messaging schedule, a single message each week on fossil fuel production, on crime, on immigration leading up to the elections on November 8th. What do you think the challenges are that he faces in doing that from within his own party?
Well, if you actually look at the actual platform itself, this commitment to America, it does not include a lot of specifics. You know, in terms of abortion, they lay out, you know, the lines that they lay out say we are for protecting the lives of unborn children. But what does that really mean? And herein lies the challenge of laying out an agenda, of laying out policy specifics, because across the other side of the Capitol, Lindsey Graham tried to do just that, you know, proposing a ban on abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, That was shot down by a number of his fellow senators who thought that, you know, that was the wrong approach and went too far and didn't want to get involved in a intra-party debate over abortion, especially as Democrats really see that as an energizing and winning issue ahead of the midterm. So there is a big risk of laying out, you know, specific policy proposals. I think Kevin McCarthy is trying to walk this tightrope of saying, this is what we stand for broadly without getting too specific. He is leaning on the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, who, as you guys remember, authored the contract with America. If the commitment to America sounds familiar, it's because it was taken from the contract of with America back in 1994 when Republicans won the House of Representatives in those midterms for the first time in 40 years. So McCarthy trying to, get some of that Newt Gingrich magic and repeat history in these midterm elections.
All right. Scott Wong is senior congressional reporter for NBC News and Holly Otterbein, national political reporter for Politico. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, both of you.
You too.
Thank you.